Joining us now is biology teacher, phenologist Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how you doing?
Wonderfully.
Yeah, what a fascinating morning we're having here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the wonderful month of August is winding down on us, and I have to throw out a few comments about it. We did not have an earthquake or a tornado or a hurricane to deal with.
Or a tsunami.
Some parts of the country did. But we have temperatures once again above normal. July was considerably above normal, about 5 degrees above normal. Mm. Well, here we are now ending August, and August has been about 4 degrees above normal. We never did get 90 degrees, not yet, and I don't think we will, but we had many days over 80 degrees, and the highest way back in the beginning, we had a day of 86, but the statistic that really hits me is the low temperature of the month. We never got below 50 the whole month, and usually in August, we get days or nights in the 40s and sometimes even in the 30s. I think further away from Lake Superior, it may have happened, but mm-hmm. It did not happen to us, and that was a bit of a surprise. The other thing is, of course, all the rainfall. We got a large amount of rain, at least an inch above normal at the Weather Service in Duluth, and at our house here, we got about 2 inches above normal. Very impressive wet. I have absolutely loved it. It's been just great for the mushrooms. They've just been proliferating and do very well. I had a class this past week in which we went out to look at a variety of things going on in the late summer, and of course mushrooms were a very big part of it, and we found just dozens of them. It's also a time when the days keep getting shorter. It was 1 week ago that we had 14 hours of daylight, of the sunrise at 6:10 and the sunset at 8:10. Now already, this is only 7 days later, we are down to a little over 13 and a half hours of daylight. They very rapidly get shorter as we go at this time. And we're heading towards the equinox of 12 hours of daylight in just about 3 weeks away. Mm-hmm. Starting tonight, sunset will be earlier than 8 o'clock, which is pretty amazing after what we've gotten used to all summer. Those who want to stay up late, we are in the new moon phase right now, but we got a terrific show if you want to stay up late enough, somewhere around midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning. Jupiter rises, and Jupiter is really bright, just really beautiful at this time under these conditions. And four moons are quite easy to see. Plenty of other things going on in the evenings, too, and that is our friends the mosquitoes have been quite active. There's been a lot of talk this year about the late summer mosquito batch that we have. They're smaller than normal, and they're very aggressive. Boy, they just move in right at you. They don't mess around. And we're getting a large number of them, and I've been asked several times, have we had this before, and why so many? Well, the answer is, yeah, we probably have them every year. There is just one set of a mosquito after another as we go through the whole summer. And we probably have these late season ones every year. But this year we asked for it, and because of the warm temperatures and the rain that I just talked about, those are conditions that the mosquitoes found just terrific. And so now they're in huge numbers, and they're coming after us out there. But, you know, a little bit of protection. It's not worth not going outside. Other things of note, you may have noticed the migration of the nighthawks that came by this week. There was a time when nighthawks in late August would number in the hundreds. We hadn't seen that for a while, but I was very glad to see good numbers of nighthawks coming up again this year. Along the North Shore, there are many places. Most I saw was only about a dozen, but I talked to some people who said they saw hundreds, so that was really good to see that. Nighthawk is not a hawk at all. The word is spelled as one word. It is not a hawk at all. And they feed mostly on these insects. And so if you see them swooping around at dusk, they are feeding on insects, and they could very well be feeding on the mosquitoes that I was talking about. In addition to that, there are plenty of other small birds that are migrating. Hawk Ridge is open, and they have been watching some hawks. The biggest numbers they've had so far have been bald eagles and sharp-shinned hawks. But as we get now at the end of the month and start into September, there's going to be a continuation of those. And then they have lots of the smaller birds. I had one day this week on Friday where I saw nine kinds of warblers and within a matter of maybe a half hour. And that's a really good indication of things moving on when these warbler waves show up like that. Other than that, there is still a great deal of sounds made from various insects. Crickets have been calling a lot now. Katydids in the daytime, and cicadas also calling in the daytime. Katydids will sometimes continue their calls at night, but cicadas don't. Cicadas call only in the daytime. Still large numbers of butterflies. I have been very pleasantly surprised that we have two kinds that are so common right now. You know, usually by the time we get to late summer, the butterflies drop down quite a bit. But we have the white cabbage butterflies in just abundance right now. And then we have this other one, this black and white butterfly, the white admiral. We have a lot of those around now still, too. I think their numbers are starting to slow down a bit. The dragonflies, which feed a lot on those mosquitoes, when we get late into the season, we have large ones, the darners, and the small ones, the metal hawks, and they're both out there in really good numbers. And other opportunists like spiders, oh yes, are out there. One of the things I did this week in this group I was teaching is we went out for a night hike and looking at the spider webs that were either with the spider sitting in it or the spider making it, and we found literally hundreds of them, and we didn't even walk very far. We just walked along the edge of a lake, and just an abundance. We could do so almost anywhere. This is the spider season. It really continues with big for the next few weeks. That's the best times to see these webs, usually seen in the early morning. There is some leaf color out there. We saw it this week with some Virginia creeper starting to turn color and some sumac starting to turn color, and some of the smaller cherries are starting to turn color. As far as the berries themselves go, choke cherries, yeah, they're ripe, but I think the raspberries are on their way down.
Mm-hmm.
I did find blackberries and did find June berries, but the season is moving on when it comes to the berries. So, yeah, it's a wonderful time to get out there and enjoy it, and you know, the next time we speak, it will be September.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, sure. Thank you for calling.
All right. Larry Weber, recently retired from a 40-year career as a science teacher. He taught students from 7th grade up to graduate school. His awards include the Minnesota Secondary Science Teacher of the Year in 1993 and the National Biology Teacher Association's Middle School Life Science Teacher of the Year in 1998. He joins us every Saturday morning, 9:30, on North Shore Weekend.